On March the 29th, Sunday, I was honored to interview two of our parishioners, Glenn Alcesar and his wife, Kay. Glenn was a newspaper reporter, a journalist, an editor, and more recently he covered the Supreme Court. Right next to the Supreme Court is the Library of Congress, and Kay Alcesar, who is a linguist, worked there for many years in what we consider to be the most beautiful building in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, the recording instrument that I was using didn't work properly. Fortunately, I took enough notes, and so I'm going to try to reconstruct the discussion and hopefully do it justice. What did we discuss? Well, we asked the question right off, have our daily newspapers seen their day? Will most daily newspapers close up, and is this good or bad? Both Kay and Glenn agreed that they felt it was bad, and they gave a number of, I thought, very thoughtful insights into why it was bad. First of all, Kay mentioned that today when we listen to the news, with the exception of one or two programs, there are sound bites, and Glenn chimed in and said, yeah, they're the great leveler. But there's no depth in sound bites. And the stories are short, and they're not done up in what you might call a real reflective manner. That was one of the objections they felt to the daily newspapers going out of business. If they do, we're going to get more sound bites and no depth. Another thing that they mentioned, which was very insightful, was the fact that they were afraid that the investigative reporters will become fewer, and hence things like bribery and all of the little crimes that take place will not be pursued. And as Kay Alcesar said, well, we might not have even gotten Madoff if we didn't have these investigative reporters. And one of the big things right now is if the daily newspapers go, so do the investigative reporters. People are trying to save money. It's an economical problem, and they will be cut out, and that the news will be much more, it'll be narrower. It will not be as broad and take in a lot of the local problems that sometimes arise and need to be addressed in the newspapers. Glenn made an interesting observation. He said, you know, in order to be a reporter today, you have to look good. And when you think about it, most of the reporters on television are people who have been chosen not only because they're good reporters, but because they look good. He was afraid that perhaps we would go that route and somehow or another shortchange the depth of news that should be there. And then it was brought up that on these radio programs in which they're discussing the news, more often than not, they're shouting matches. And there's more noise and no depth, no substance. And as a consequence, we sit there and we listen to two people basically shouting at each other. There's no civility. There's no real taking time to think something through. It's fast, it's rapid fire, and it's within a timeline. And within 30 minutes, you have to get whatever you have to get on that radio station. And this shortcuts the news and does not give it the depth it should have. And then we discussed the newsroom itself and all that goes into it, and I can understand this because I am a journalist. When you go into a newsroom, you don't only have people who are reporting the news, but you have librarians. You have people there that have been there for many, many years, and they're a resource because they've been tracking things down. As Glenn noted, we had one woman, he said, that when we needed something, she knew exactly where the file was and she could go to it. And many, many good stories are stories that have been researched. And in order to research it, you have to have people who've been around research and know where the information is at. And one of the things that they worry about is that if the daily newspaper goes, so will the researchers and so will the depth. Another point that was brought out is that they feel that if the daily newspaper goes, so will opinions go. In a newspaper, you have an editorial, somebody gives their opinion. The next day, somebody comes back and says, no, I don't agree with that. You have this going back and forth so that whatever is being discussed is discussed in many dimensions. As the news goes on television and is short, and we have these sound bites, you lose that. And even though there are discussions which people are giving their opinions and arguing back and forth, they're not as well thought out because they're on the spot. Whereas often when somebody writes a column, it's been thought out and it's been researched. The person who comes back and says, I don't agree with that, also has thought it out and probably done a lot of research. And again, you have this idea of depth. Finally, we talked about the whole idea of balance, that a newspaper, it can be prejudiced, yes, but in general, when they do something, they pass it around in order to make sure that the article, the column, whatever, is balanced. And if it's not, editor, managing editor, won't let it run. I can speak from experience, and having written a column, syndicated column for 32 years, there were times when I was called and said, "You know, we don't think you've done your homework, or this is not good information. You have to research it more, or what do you really mean by this?" And it's this system of checks and balances that really gives a column balance. At times you have to swallow. Sometimes you have to even tear up and start all over again. But that's part of the newspaper business. And anybody who is a journalist, that goes with the territory. And so that was the discussion we had. It was, I thought, very fruitful. There is a fear that many of the daily newspapers will go by the wayside. And in doing so, a lot of the local news, those little investigations, those little crimes that take place in your neighborhood, won't be investigated as much and pursued as much and solved as much. And now there's concern about, you know, all of the corruption that has taken place. And had not there been newspapers checking these things out, people would have gotten away with it. And so that's the discussion as of today on whether or not it is good for the daily newspaper to go away. Are we in a new age? And should we just expect this? No doubt about it. When you run a newspaper, it's expensive. It's not just the newsroom and all of those people that are there, researchers and journalists and editors, but you have the paper boy, you have the paper trucks, you have the printing part of it all, the newspaper, the ink, all of that costs money. And today it is true. We can go on the internet and it doesn't cost us anything and we can get information. But the question is, will the information be watered down? Will it be less than what is there? How honest will it be? And are we getting the best bang for our buck? Amen.